This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's one thing the globalists hate more than anything, and that's success of individuals, success of America, success when it comes to the free market. And so I'm going to play something right now that they fear, that they're trying to censor across the internet right now, put out by the amazing folks at Fury Productions.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us, but we will never be stopped.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Record low unemployment and a record high stock market. The Trump economy is red hot.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now Kim Jong-un says President Trump will pay dearly for those words.
Getting a good picture of everybody, so we look nice and handsome.
Beautiful.
North Korea now committing to complete denuclearization.
I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's doing. He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century.
He's not a politician. He's one of us. Never, ever, ever give up.
Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
Three American hostages are back home.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. Seize this moment. Believe in yourselves. Believe in your future. And believe once more in America.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body. And I will never, ever let you down. The forgotten man and the forgotten woman. You're not forgotten anymore.
You're not forgotten anymore. And where'd that come from? That came from grassroots organization that has delivered hundreds of millions of views to the dozens of videos they put out. Not from the campaign, not from the establishment, but from the grassroots. And that's what the big tech giants fear. It's what they're censoring and trying to block. You are not forgotten anymore because Trump wants a pro-human future. The globalists, the eugenicists, want an anti-human future. That's what Elon Musk and others have warned you, and Bill Joy. They've been in the meetings. It's super diabolical. Trump wants a human future for himself and his family in his name. He loves himself. He loves you. He's not a self-loather. He's not projecting his hatred of himself on you because he loves himself. And he believes in you, and I believe in you. We're not going to be censored. We're not going to be blocked. We're not going to be forced down. I'm stronger because of all this persecution. Doesn't mean I like it. But let me tell you, prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. And this is what makes us strong is this animating contest of liberty. And we're doing it together, and we're winning. So God bless you all, and God bless President Trump. And I'm so glad to be an outsider. I'm so glad to be a trailblazer with you, all of us together. I love you, and I appreciate you. We'll be right back on the other side with other amazing modern Paul Revere is facing Antifa, and Antifa's claims they're coming to kill everyone. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You know, President Trump talks about how we need to be trailblazers, how we need to be outsiders, how we need to expose the current stagnant system that's been suppressing us, wanting to make us poor so it can consolidate control and buy us up for pennies on the dollar. That really is the globalist system. He's absolutely right. So it is an honor to be persecuted by the globalist and to be lied about and to be demonized. But it's an honor to draw them out so we can show who they are, so that you take action and you take the country back politically, culturally, spiritually, financially. Another hero is Julian Assange, who's been in solitary confinement in a closet size room. They converted a closet with a bed and enough room for a laptop. They took that away over a year ago. No communication with the outside. It's all been one hell of a time for him, and he was very bipartisan in that he exposed Republicans, he exposed Democrats. He very judiciously, very, very judiciously released information that exposed criminal activity of the NSA, criminal activity of the CIA, illegal spying on Congress, illegal spying on Trump, illegal spying on me. The DEA then gave us information. We've indeed been spied on going back to 9 years ago when Obama got into office. There was my name and phone numbers no one knew. Do you have a tendency to kind of have an office line and you never use it? And it's like, they even had my private office line that I might do radio interviews on once every couple weeks. But they had my home number, my old cell, my new cell, and my office line. And they had Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago private apartment number that I had. Can you imagine when I saw that, and I never had the nerve to call the number that I was given to his Mar-a-Lago room? I still have it. And there I was looking at his Trump Tower private number, his switchboard number, his Mar-a-Lago number, and we published that at risk. No media coverage. Total proof of Obama spying on Trump and yours truly a decade ago. Think about that. And that's federal people that have access to those NSA databases, the DEA does. And imagine, they see it in the news last year that we say we've been spied on, the media's lying about it, and all of a sudden we get the documents. We have people associated with Arpaio, I'll leave it at that, and we publish them, and should it have been the biggest story ever? Absolutely. And why do they want to shut off air? Because they know at any time we can get things like that again, and we've got the courage to slam it out there. But let me tell you who else has got courage. The man we're about to talk to for the balance of the hour, he'll come to the waterfront with us. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the real deal. And America's had freedom so long, people don't recognize real tyranny when it hits them right between the eyes. So pray for America, pray for President Trump, please pray for InfoWars, and pray for the gentleman we're about to talk to here in a moment, because the bullies are out in force trying to intimidate us into submission. It's not working, and they don't know what to do. Now, I can tell you, I got 120,000 signatures delivered to the president concerning internet censorship and shadow banning and asking him to form a commission and to get the different people that have been victims of it who are prominent, but also the general public together to show a compendium and an example of it. And I can tell you, I was then asked to put together a report by certain individuals. I'll leave it at that. But that report has gotten to Congress and the president 2 weeks ago, and that you now see the president tweeting about. He's gotten the reports, and he knows about the shadow banning, and it's illegal. So he had to get the economy turned on first. He had to get the border secured first. He had to get the traitors out of some areas of the government first. Now he can move into showing the attacks on free speech. It's a popular issue. It's an important issue. It's paramount. And it's top linked on InfoWars.com, save the internet. But everyone needs to go to InfoWars.com. The article is right up there at the top of the page, red linked. Petition to Trump, pardon Julian Assange. We go over all the facts, and we go over the fact that he engaged in regular journalistic activity and did a wonderful job being advised by top journalism professors around the world, and that he was very, very fair about what he did, and that you need to send the message that he's a hero. Now, I know they claim he's a Russian agent with no evidence and all the rest of that garbage, even though they've released stuff on Russia and Israel as well, and China. But it doesn't matter. It's the right thing to do. And you wouldn't have gotten elected without Drudge. You wouldn't have gotten elected without what you've done, obviously. You can't say it's any one person, but without any of us together, it wouldn't have happened. So we need the president to pardon Julian Assange. We've got another change.org petition that's got a lot of signatures dealing with stopping shadow banning. And all of this just draws attention. All of this just chips away at what they're doing. But if it wasn't for Julian Assange, you can say clearly that the president wouldn't have been elected. And you said in a speech, I don't care who got her illegal server. It's illegal. It's about what she did that's wrong. Don't change the subject. Go back to that instinct, sir. But you told Assange, release it. You said release more stuff. And he's in the crosshairs. And he needs to be pardoned if he's brought back to the United States. If you signal you're going to pardon him, there's no real charges in England. There's only this bail jumping thing. He will be released. The fake sex charges that two women connected to the CIA, he picked up at a bar, who went back to his hotel room and had sex with Assange. And then later they decided maybe that one of them didn't give him permission. Oldest trick in the book, folks. That's all been dropped. He wouldn't be the first man let his, you know what, get him in trouble. So I'm in the same boat as Assange and Trump and others that are willing to tell the truth. So we need the president to do this, but I need you first to go sign the petition at InfoWars.com. There's a big link up there that says Save the Internet. It goes to our special report detailing how the shadow banning is going on. There's 11,931 signatures. I only plugged it at the end of the show yesterday. We need to get a couple hundred thousand signatures to really get attention. And I'll pull the stunt like I already did last time of shipping an entire pallet at that time to Trump Tower. It made quite a stir, but it got attention. You could also put a little note about what you wanted to say to the president on there. Obviously, you didn't read them all. This time we're going to deliver it electronically to Congress. We're going to read some of the comments you make. And I think I may go ahead and pull the stunt again, because under the mail, they have to take it. And I think I may ship all of them on one-page sheets to Congress and to the White House. But regardless, it's very important. Plus, then, if you give us your email, we can communicate with you on that list about free speech attacks and what's happening. So create a special email if you want, just for the First Amendment and for Assange and for all of this, and go sign up at InfoWars.com right now. There's an article that has it linked, petition to Trump, pardon Julian Assange. We're going to add a link in that Save the Internet article right there. We're going to add a link to that up there. If you click on Save the Internet, they're at the top of InfoWars.com. We're going to add a link in there, too, to the petition right there on that link as well. So InfoWars.com right now. When we come back, Joey Gibson is got another rally coming up, another prayer vigil in the anti-free speech globalist zone of Portland. And the official Antifa says they're coming out with guns. These people need our prayers, and they need your bodies out there. We'll be back.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want to explain something here. When I say there have been over 10,000 articles the last week, it's way worse than that. There have been like 12 Reuters articles, more than 10 AP articles. They take the Austin American Statesman articles every day about me, lying about me, and then they publish it in hundreds of newspapers. So when I say 10,000, ladies and gentlemen, every few minutes there's new articles. HBO saying ban Alex Jones, The Washington Post, on and on and on and on. Now there's The Washington Post. This will never be normal. Ban him. Ban him. He just got banned on YouTube and Facebook for bullying a child. And then nowhere in a giant exercise of journalistic fraud and journalistic deception and in organized criminal deception. I mean, the amount of discipline that the so-called entire profession of journalists lie professionally about me and the president is simply, absolutely, totally, and completely mind-blowing. Joining us for the rest of the hour is Joey Gibson. Talk about being lied about. Here's the article from ZeroHedge.com on InfoWars.com. You got to go read this. Better bring our own guns, Portland Antifa, plotting direct confrontation at pro-Trump rally. On their official Facebook, Twitter pages, they openly say, the leaders of it, that after the Nazis came out and attacked LGBT and black people and attacked us, we're bringing guns this time. Talk about total mental illness or just total deception. Talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, because there are no white supremacists out at these things. Antifa has been attacking people for no reason. They attacked a bunch of people a few weeks ago and got their butts kicked. Even the local liberal news admitted Antifa attacked. The police took weapons from them, guns, ammo, knives, clubs. And then they say, we've been attacked by Nazis who are attacking gay people, so we're going to go out and, quote, eliminate folks. That's Antifa beating up a transsexual. But then the transsexual fought back, so Antifa had the video removed, I read, saying that they were bullied. And YouTube agreed. They said when seven guys beat up a transsexual, if they're Antifa, the transsexual's bad. Antifa is at the hierarchy of leftist gods. It's the top. So, let's go to our guest for the balance of the hour, Joey Gibson, GibsonForFreedom.com, who saw this evil the last few years, the attacks on Trump supporters, began doing prayer vigils. And we've had many of the folks on, black folks, white folks, Hispanic, Asian, a lot of liberals come out that are real liberals, and they go, man, yeah. Well, finally, they had their event in San Francisco, remember, and finally it made Pelosi admit they were a terror group because they started beating the cops up and then just randomly beating other people up and screaming the N-word. So we, and I'm not going to show those videos, but there was another big fight at the Hollywood Star. The last two fights, the people attacking Trump supporters keep calling them the N-word. So, wow, you know someone by their enemies. Joey Gibson, you've got another event coming up. You've got a lot of courage this weekend. We're sending reporters there. I would absolutely love to come, and I need to be there, but I am tied down. The enemy has three lawsuits against me here in Austin that we're battling to try to get me off air, but I've got special exception to be able to be on air. People recognize that's happening, so I don't have to be in all these court hearings, even though judges normally want that. It's very clear this is deliberate to delay me here. Or I would be there with you, Joey. I believe Owen Schroyer's going, right? So I know back a few weeks ago he is going. Owen and Jake, so much is happening, ladies and gentlemen. I can't keep track of it anymore. So, Joey, we're praying for you. I just went over what they said about you. We'll read more of it in the next segment that's longer. But, I mean, I tell you, to exercise freedom in this country, they're shadow banning everybody. They're blocking Republican Congress people from tweeting. They are attacking people on the street. They're saying, take us off Spotify, ban us. I mean, the left has gone into full war mode. I think it's ahead of the elections, and I think they're going to pull something big. Not just this weekend. I think they're going to go for broke. What do you think?
Yeah, I have a gut feeling. A lot of people have kind of been feeling the same way. We feel like something big is going to happen. I think August 4th will be big. There's going to be a lot of people down there, but there's a lot of rhetoric. It's weird how all the news media outlets out of nowhere in coordination come out with the exact same story that I specifically moved the rally so that we can bring guns and basically imply that we want to escalate and shoot people, which is completely not true. We've always had guns at every single rally that we have. We just don't pull them out. So,
well, we have Antifa all over the country, but also here to Owen Schroyer, who I'm going to ask to come in the studio. I should have thought of that. Where he's trying to go to a vigil for the lady killed by the illegal alien. The San Francisco virtue signalers said, hey, you're allowed to kill her. No big deal. Good job. You know, he'd been deported four times, all the rest of it. They bring out AK-47s in front of the police with their fingers on the trigger. That's illegal. And that's brandishing under Texas law. And they say, we're a blue city. And they say, are you shaking? Are you afraid? We're not going to let you. Then they bump him and hit him with clubs. And the police said, we're ordered to stand down. What do you make of that,
yeah,
Joey?
Absolutely. No, I saw that. I remember that when that happened. That was crazy. And I remember Owen Schroyer was trying to, like, walk around them. And then all he had to do was kind of run and jog, and he got around. But we've seen this all the time. If you look at what happened with ICE in Portland, they're now complaining about the fact that the Portland police, the mayor had the Portland police stand down when ICE officials called the police because they felt like their lives are in danger. The Portland police refused to show up to help them. And so we have a political problem right now in these far-left cities. And that's why we've been doing everything that we do, especially down in Berkeley, San Francisco, Portland, you know, Olympia, to go in there and challenge it. Because if you don't challenge it, then the world won't see it. The country won't see it. And there will be no pressure on these mayors and the city council members.
Well, you've got all these mayors saying revolt, don't arrest MS-13, resist the police. I mean, this is real dangerous sedition. And what's up with the N-word? Every demonstration now, it's white people and others screaming the N-word at black officers. What the hell's going on there?
I don't know. It's really ironic. It's like everything's flipped upside down now. You know, right is left, left and right, up is down. Because I see these people. You know, we have a lot of people from the LGBT community that march with us. As you saw, that was Amber. She's a transsexual. We have Aaron. She's that transsexual that was on top of a guy beating him up who tried to attack her. And they say some of the most derogatory words towards them, but yet they say that we're the ones that are homophobic and we're trying to attack people from the LGBT community. We believe in freedom. So I don't care what you do in your house. I don't care who you want to marry. It's not my problem. You can do and say whatever you want. Just don't hurt other people.
That's and they project onto me that I'm being kicked off the internet for child bullying and never show what I did because I didn't do anything. And then they say that I'm calling for violence against LBG whatever. That's total bull.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I would say one of the craziest things is they constantly say that I have hate speech. And so we had put out a $2,000 bounty for anyone that can find any hate speech, anything that I've said that's remotely hateful, and they get $2,000. And no one's even tried to bring up anything because everything that I've said is from my heart, is genuine.
That's right. Stay there. Well, you're loving. You're a real Christian. Like Christ, bring everybody in here. We're not Pharisees. But that's it. It's all about control of the language and making these groups think they're victims and that we're the enemy and then hyping them up to physically attack us saying we're Nazis. We'll be back to talk about the big rally coming up this weekend and how you can be there. Owen Schroyer and more of our crew will be there, so please pray for them. This is serious business, but we've got to exercise the First Amendment or lose it.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection.
Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
You know, every couple generations has to go through a war. And we're going through a 21st century psychological war, a war of bullying, a war of lies, a war of intimidation. And whatever the enemy does to us, the big mega banks, the big media they own, literally communist Chinese funded and backed, they own our debt, they own Hollywood. I mean, we're so far down the rat hole, globalism is about selling out the nation state. And so they turn around and then tell those of us that are trying to reboot the country, trying to relaunch things successfully, trying to bring optimism, positivity, American values, they turn around and say, we're bad people. We're racist. We're this or that. We Alex is getting kicked off the internet for child endangerment. They don't say what I did. I showed a viral video that was all over the news of a kid being pushed to the ground after he punches an adult in the face four times. And I said, look at this punk kid. It's like an SJW. Then we showed a bunch of SJWs punching people, Antifa punching women, and then women kicking their ass. And they said, oh, you're glorifying the kid getting pushed. We were illustrating how these are just grown-up little punk kids. The police report came in on that kid. He was reportedly going around pushing adults, pushing kids to the ground, just going crazy because no one would stand up to him. And finally, he pushes and hits an adult four times, and the adult pushes him to the ground. Then he fake cries and gets back up and is fine. And says, you're effing going to prison. Which, of course, he didn't. But that's the essence of leftist garbage. You read this article at Infowars.com. And again, they shadow ban that everywhere, so you can promote it off NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. They aren't as banned. They aren't the big vaunted name that the SJWs recognize that all run the media, because they've created these people in the universities, and now they've deployed them into our daily lives to be our minders, to be our controllers. I don't speak Spanish. And I've asked people to speak Spanish what it means, and they go, that may be some Cuban thing. We don't really know, but it's the intro to Scarface. And they're saying, oh, what's this scar? How'd you get that? You know, what were you in prison for, Tony? He says, listen, I love America. My dad was born in America. I want the American dream, just like Jimmy Carter says. Let me in. And they say, are you a communist? And that's when he blows up and he says, am I a communist? You want a Chovano, whatever that means in Spanish, no one can tell me, on every corner telling you what to eat, where to sleep, what to wear, what to do. I eat squid three times a day. I got squid coming out my rear end here. I want America. I want prosperity. I want it now. If people want that, I say, get in here. But you want to come here and get a bunch of free crap and bitch and complain and piss all over everything and say families are bad and God's bad and men are bad and women are bad. Everything that's good's bad. Everything that's strong's bad. They're assaulting us. They're demoralizing us. They're attacking us. And I'm telling you, the system under Cuba or other North Korea or Venezuela, they're bringing that here, folks. And they got thugs that openly say on their local websites that if I'm seen in public and I still go out, they're going to do you know what in America. And then they use the threats of Antifa against me as an excuse to try to take my kids right now. But I'm not down at the courthouse where they're trying to take my kids right now. God told me stay at the helm of this operation and move forward no matter what they do. And if I get destroyed in the process politically, it's what I'm supposed to do. I win by doing the right thing, just like our guest, Joey Gibson. Joey Gibson for freedom.com. I'm ranting here. I want you to get into the rally coming up, your awakening, why you decided to do this, and just how Antifa, two rallies ago that inspired you to come out there, beat up little kids, pepper sprayed babies and strollers, attack women. They always attack people in wheelchairs. They're like the archetypal coward. Where, like, they don't even think it's funny that they're such cowards. They think it's cool they attack women. And then you guys show up. They openly, the news admits, attack you. We can roll the footage. You guys kick their ass. Each one of you taking out, like, 10 of them. I mean, it's incredible footage. It goes on and on. You got to watch it in slow motion. And then they say, we got attacked by Nazis that attack black people and LGBT. And we're coming out with guns to eliminate them. I mean, they're hitting people in the head with clubs. They're such cowards. And then they create this false reality how they need to come out and eliminate you because you want to exercise the free speech. And they say these lies. It's delusional. Or are they lying to the public? Or what is the point of their total deception?
I don't know what the deal is with these guys, but I'll tell you this much. It's pure hate. It's hatred. It's bigotry. They're so disrespectful to people. They have no sense of honor. And it's all over. And Portland's really bad. You know, I've been to all the cities around the country. Portland is by far the worst. It's one of the worst cities in this country. And it's filled with so much darkness. And that's why I'm so motivated to continue to go in there to expose what it's like there. Because if we don't go in there, we don't bring out all this hate onto the streets from Antifa and the communists or just people on the far left, you know, people won't see it because a lot of their hatred is done behind the scenes where the country won't see it. You know, when they dox people or they go after you and they just simply just try to make fun of everybody they disagree with. It is insane and it's crazy. And so I'm more than happy to go down there. I don't really care what the risks are. I'm happy to go down there and to stand up for freedom and stand up for God.
Well, I'm going to tell Antifa something. We've already been doxing them locally for about 2 years, and I've been so busy I haven't really moved on them yet politically. But I'm not going to tell them what we're about to do, but very, very soon, legal and lawful, they are going to get confronted in their workplaces and where they go to school, where they go to college. We've had people in their meetings with the professors. We've given it to the FBI. The FBI has been unable to act on it. So people need to understand this is a true group of violent criminals who lust after killing police officers. And the police are so paralyzed, they can't even do anything because the blue cities are run by scumbags.
Well, here's what we have over them. Obviously, they cover their faces. So they have no way to motivate and inspire the public because they're faceless. They don't have a leader, right? They're just soldiers on the streets. And so that's one of the biggest things that we have is we have all these people, you know, like Will Johnson or myself or Tusi Tolatini. We have people who are starting to become messengers to the public where people can look to and people can be inspired to come out on the streets. It's like a message and it's real hope. It's people being excited to make real change. And that's why people love going into cities like Portland because everybody makes fun of Portland. If you don't live in Portland, everybody makes fun of Portland because of how horrible it is there. Even the mayor is a complete joke. He uses the police in this political game, and he does it to protect Antifa. He does it to attack ICE officers. He doesn't give ICE officers any backing at all. He completely supported the Occupy ICE, and it got so bad they had over 70 phone calls to the police over violence, over the fact that it was a biohazard. It was, they just had...
And look at what they call it. They call it ICE calls it a zone of terror. And that's what these blue cities... By the way, they admit Portland and San Francisco now have all their major conferences canceled, like all of them, basically, because there's so much feces. There's just crap everywhere. And like drooling heroin heads and meth heads. I mean, these are hell zones.
Yes, they are. And if you go down there and you actually look people in their eyes, you can see there's something different about them. There's something happening in these cities that are without a doubt spiritual. I mean, it's unbelievable. But you have to see it for yourselves. If you come down to a rally or a march and you see these people who protest us, they're literally foaming from the mouth. We have tons of footage of that. That's not a joke. Like, they're sitting there. It looks like they're having a seizure, yelling, cussing, and screaming. You try to have a conversation. One of my most favorite things to do is get this on film. Try to have a conversation, and you ask them questions, and you challenge the things that they say, but they can't back it up. They just start yelling and screaming and cussing. And so I think that it's really important that people see this with their own eyes in person, especially if you don't live in the area, because if we don't stop this now, it's going to take over the rest of the country.
Well, that's right. Well, what happens is they're told, be part of the system, you'll become powerful and rich. They're not. They're desperate. So they believe if they keep, like a compulsive gambler, betting on the system, they're pissed at themselves, at the system. They just don't know. They're like, if I just defend the system more, I'll finally be somebody. If I could run your life, if I could hurt Christians, if I could take people's kids, if I could, I'd be somebody if I could run their lives. Owen Schroyer's coming in to talk about this big event coming up this weekend. Stay with us. Stay with us, Joey Gibson of Gibson for Freedom.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say. when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
That's Merle Haggard that died last year. You know, they asked Merle Haggard in an interview. You pull it up. They said, did you get them chemtrail things from Alex Jones? He's more of an old-fashioned liberal, but you know, a good liberal. He said, Alex Jones, and so they kept interviewing him. In fact, he got asked about it a couple times on radio, too. We played the clips years ago. And he said, listen, don't tell me those are crystal condensation. He goes, I know, about jet airplanes and condensation and the fact that it leaves ice crystals. He goes, until about the mid-1990s, I never saw the trail sit there for an hour. And I never saw them form at a couple thousand feet. I've owned private jets. I know all about them. Pilots tell me something's going on in the atmosphere. And they admit there's a program. It doesn't mean every ice crystal in the sky is a weather modification. But they admit it's going on, and that's a fact. The CFR admits there's a whole secret Department of Energy program. And see, that's why they don't want Trump in there, because they don't want that stuff being discussed. Separate from that, Owen Troyer's here, one of the great hosts of the War Room, who is going to be out there covering the event coming up. What is it, this Saturday or this Sunday, Joey Gibson? Again, repeat for us with your prayer vigil, why you're doing it, where it is, and Owen's going to be out there.
Yeah, it's Saturday, 12 p.m., in Portland, Oregon, down at the waterfront. It's called the Salmon Springs. Now, you can go to my Facebook page and get all the details, Patriot Prayer. Look at the event page. We also have shuttles. They're going to be picking people up from Vancouver, where the police do their job, where they will be safe, and there's not ridiculous gun laws. And we have armed buses that will be going down and dropping people off, and that will also be able to pick them up in any situation, even if it's an emergency.
And so, now, I've got GibsonForFreedom.com. What's the best site for folks to go to learn about the big pro-free speech event where they say, you don't show up in this town. We own this town. You don't have free speech, Christians or conservatives. You sit down and shut up. We're going to, you know, we're going to, quote, eliminate you. Again, all intimidation. You're calling their bluff in true John Wayne fashion. This isn't a movie, though. This is the real world, folks. So be what John Wayne wishes he was. And by the way, he was a patriot, wouldn't beat up communists himself. But the point is, that's a little inside baseball. But, Joey Gibson, I mean, this is the point. Where do people go?
Right there. You can see it on the screen. Patriot Prayer on Facebook. Go to the event page. It's a Gibson for Senate Freedom March. This is a campaign event in Portland. And so what we're going to do is we're basically going to make sure that we march and we're going to protect ourselves. We don't expect any protection from the police. The goal is to get the country so outraged that they put the pressure on the mayor to actually respect the Constitution. That's what we do. We put so much pressure on the local politicians to the point where they break.
Well, that's right. I should have said up front, you're running for U.S. Senate as well. So that's the campaign site, GibsonForFreedom.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that a lot of people are kind of, they appreciate the fact that I'm a man that's willing to go out on the streets and put my life on the line and to bring other people on the streets and to, most politicians, they worship the big cities like Portland and Seattle, but I'm kind of saying I stand against it.
Well, you're certainly doing it. Nothing's offensive. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's got its own problems with court documents coming out about things I can't even say on air and young people. They're claiming you're a violent group. They're claiming you're white supremacist. All of it's a complete lie. These people are criminals.
Absolutely. You know, the irony of everything, I swear we're living in a complete era of deception because our group is so diverse. Even the Proud Boys, the Northwest Proud Boys, they have so many people of color. We have so many people of color. We have women, men, grandmas, transsexuals, gays.
If anything, the liberal media keeps minorities and people from going to Trump rallies. When they go, they're like, these are the nicest people I've ever seen. Just come and see what we're really like.
You'll see the life. We have spirit. We have life. We don't agree on everything, but we have fun. We enjoy ourselves. We're courageous, and we're really passionate. It's different. Something that people are not experiencing in this life anymore. I'm telling you, you go to one of these rallies, one of these marches, your first one, you're hooked. You're addicted for life because you will feel the spirit.
Well, what is it, whether you're Hispanic, black, Asian, old, young, male, female, everybody out for liberty looks good. They're sharp. You know, even if they're a little overweight, whatever, they have life. They got a spring in their step. And then you look at the other people, they're like slithering caricatures of evil. Owen?
Well, I have been dealing with Antifa for almost 2 years now. I've had them stop my right to free speech or attempt to with their rifles that half the left says they want to ban the weapons. The other half uses them to intimidate me out of my right to free speech. There's the video right there. So it's just encouraging for me to see not just Joey Gibson leading this march, but other people that have been leading these marches, because this is how we defeat them. You know, I don't understand what drives somebody to go to a park and hold their AR and try to stop someone else from going in, other than some fake news report that makes them think that they're actually stopping a Nazi. So the more we actually show up and show our faces and say, hey, look, we're not Nazis. You know, we're just Christians. We're patriots. We're Americans. These are the values that we preach. There's nothing Nazi here. There's no.
Oh, they know you're not. They just, it's like, did you see the article from Zero Hedge?
No, Alex. It's like, do they?
Listen, did you see where they went? Two separate times they came out and attacked black people and LGBT and viciously attacked us. Now we're taking guns to the event, and we're going to have to eliminate them to defend the minorities. They came out and attacked. No, it's all, even the news admits it. Even lying news had to admit it. And then they write these total fictions about how you were beating up LGBT. What is it like, Joey, to just know that? I ask you again, is this delusion? Is this upside down world? What the hell are they talking about?
It's two things. There's two things. There's two types of people that protest us. Number one, there's people, they know that we're not racist. They know that we're not fascist, but they're anti-capitalist. Okay, that's the communist section. And so they rile up the troops with the lies, the people that are usually below them. Okay, and then there's people below them that literally believe in the lies. Like, they do no research. They look at me, you know, an Asian, half Japanese, pretty brown dude. They think that I'm a white supremacist, and they don't even question it. And so half of it's brainwashing, but half of it's people trying to use this, you know, to further their own political game, especially the communists. The communists hate me because I stand for freedom and God, and those are the two things they absolutely despise.
Amen to that. We're going to go to break and do five more minutes with you guys. And Mark Randazzo, one of the top First Amendment lawyers, is coming in here to break down just this total assault. But let me tell you, they're building up for something big. I want to ask you both what you think that may be. But this is historic. Everybody needs to go to this event post-haste. Listen. I've done so many big specials on products that now, if I'm not doing specials, people aren't buying products. These are already really high-quality products, whether it's air filtration, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, you name it. And, I mean, we already discount some of this stuff where it hardly makes any money. So we sell a lot of it, but it's the catch-22 of, then it doesn't make money to fund the operation. We need to raise a lot of money. We need people to commit right now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to stand with us, to stand with America, to stand with the victories we're having. I mean, we're the number one issue other than Trump in the news saying deplatform us, shut us down. They're lying about us, never showing what we actually said. That we need your support. Plus, we make it easy. These are products you need. We've got, took me years. I could have private labeled fish oil like that, but I wanted stuff that removes the mercury. I wanted the highest quality. I wanted the best. We have the honor roll for kids. It's all the concentrated ones that are good for the brain. Then I have the ultimate fish oil, wild harvested out of the northern fjords. So it's very, very clean and then also extracted. And then we've got the ultimate krill oil, which is just amazing. All three of those are 40% off when you get them together, 25% off when you get them individually. They're 2 month supplies. You cannot beat this. This is the very best. 40% off premium quality vitamin D3, winter sun, secret 12, so amazing. 40% off as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Beat the Heat special running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Nascent iodine, the great X2, deep earth sourced. Go read the incredible reviews. That is 40% off. Great value, very strong and powerful product. We'll order it again, says Michael. Wow, we are so excited with this one. It's such a vigorous, life-affirming taste. We love it. And it just goes into what it does for people when they actually get the good halogen. 98% reviews on Power Reviews, 6,000 reviews on X2. No one else can top this. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, remember us. And know that without you funding us and getting great products you need, where things work together, symbiotic, non-zero-sum game. Symbiotic is the word I'm looking for, but it's beyond symbiotic, exactly, because it isn't just two organisms helping each other and living in peace and helping each other. It's expanding life and energy and freedom out from that. And everything I do is very OCD neurotic. I'm not OCD about carrying the trash out or having, you know, everything perfect in my life, but I'm very OCD about I just have to, everything I do has to help other people because I realize I'm building something for me and my family. It's very selfish. I'm so selfish. I'm the most unselfish person you probably ever meet because I'm so selfish. I understand? Like I don't piss in the pool because I don't want to swim other people's piss. Everybody else just goes pss and pees in it. It's kind of the same deal. I don't crap in the pool. See, I'm so selfish. I don't crap in the pool because I don't want you doing it either. See how that works?
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.